Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host,
yes,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
A speaker, brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. There's a lot of things going on at the beginning of this show.
There is.
I feel like I'm in like a NASA spaceship. I'm flicking and I'm tweaking and lights are blinking and
there's
it's
about
very...
ready to be a launch.
What's that?
There's going to be a launch.
There's going to be a launch. I'm going to launch the show. And I'm like, wow. Commander Dom Major Doug.
You know that's moving over there.
I do, yeah. I want to show that. It's pretty sneak, pretty cool, huh?
I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't know either. Anyways, hey, this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Woo-wee! You're good to be out here. I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. That's me.
Sure.
But there's more to me than just me. Oh, that's what that sound is. Come on now. What are you doing over there? Let's just go ahead and turn that off, wanna? Okay. There's more to me than just me. What else is there to me? I'm a family man.
You are?
I'm a papa.
You are?
I will eventually someday be a pop-up. That's my goal, to be pop-up. No rush.
You're
on
not
that.
Really involved in that, though, you know?
No, I know, but I will eventually be pop-up, and we are still trying to figure out who my naughty jelly sweet will be called, but she is seen right there. Ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Whitney, big hand. There she is. Did we decide on your nom de plume?
Oh, God. I can't even believe we're talking about this.
We had to be talking about
Grammy,
that.
Grammy, and you don't like that. You think it sounds too old-fashioned.
That's right. I do think that's old-fashioned. So you can't be called that. I'm thinking something like G-Hizzy or G to the M. Or get out of here. We're being visited by little people or little animals. G to the Hizzy. That's what's going to be your name, honey. Or G-G-G-G-B. G, no? None of that? None of that's working for you?
EBGB?
EBGB. There you go. So there she is. That's going to be her new name is EBGB. There she's right there, EBGB.
I don't know. Nana?
Nana. I like it.
What about Mimi?
Nana. Maya says Nana.
But I feel like everybody has Nana. How about Mimi? Like Melissa, Mimi?
Mimi. Mimi Pit-Tits. That's what mom used to call herself or something like that. Mimi Pit-Tits or something like that. Weird.
What the heck?
My mother is an odd bird. I'll tell you that.
Anyways, no, maybe Mimi?
Mimi's good.
My cousin's name is Colette, and I think she goes by Grandma Coco.
Grandma Coco. That's too long, though. The reason why you have a nickname is to shorten it for the little toddlers to figure it out. I could go, I'm Grandpa Scotty, but that's too long.
You could say Grandpa Pop-Up.
But Pop-Up is just...
Why can't I be Grandma... How about you just want me to be Mimi?
Mimi. Mimi's good. Pop-Up and Mimi. me. Anyways, this is Living in Las Vegas podcast. Website is livinginlv.com. It's livinginlv.com. And of course, if you're a part of the big giant network, as you should be, and if you are, you're a smart, smart person, then that website is livinginlv.com. That's vegasvideonetwork.com. Could be livinginlv.com, but I just said that. So it's actually VegasVideoNetwork.com. You know, if you want to reach out to us, you can, and we would love for you to do so. You silly savage.
Goodness.
And that's, I've been working so hard the last couple of weeks, and that's no excuse. On air cue at livinginlv.com. Melissa and I basically had a debate literally 30 seconds before we started the show about who's working harder.
We did. It's true.
And that's the kind of pre-show stuff that you get here.
Well, because I still have to do some work tonight, and so do you.
That's right. We do. Anyway, so on air cue at livinginlv.com, or you can call our listener line, 866-966-4599. Operators, of course, are always standing by. We would love for you to check out our Facebook page. There it is right now. Hey, look at that. There's Robin Leach on our Facebook page.
That's cool.
All talking and stuff. What's happening, Robin?
Is he chatty?
I'm making noise, and I don't know why. That's my Robin Leach impression. It was about as good as it was last night as well, which was terrible.
Why did you try to impersonate Robin Leach
a little
yesterday?
Bit. Somebody emailed, or somebody in the live chat said, how did he come about creating that voice where right. Dana Carvey used to make fun of it and said, I'm yelling and I don't know why. So I said that in a loud right. non-British voice, and he said, Scott, that was the worst. That sounded like Cary
Robin
Grant.
Robin said that?
Yeah, Scott, that was the worst impression ever. It sounded like Cary Grant there. But anyways, and there's Chris chatting with Robin right there. Look at that. Pretty cool. Yeah. On the Facebook. Join us on the Facebook if you have. By the way, tip of the hat to LASIK of Nevada, Dr. Rothman. Over 40,000 procedures done. The most experienced LASIK guy living in Nevada. You can't beat that, can you? It's pretty groovy.
Nope.
Weather today, 83. It's turning into the dark side. We're not happy anymore. You can see that we're both got this slight sheen of anger and distent.
Well, and the discontent, it's getting dark probably. Earlier. Okay, let me just put it to you this way. When I went to the gym this morning to see James.
Yes, it was dark still.
The moon was out. I'm not
kidding.
That's
no good.
When I came home, when I left work to come home.
The moon was out.
The moon was out.
So you're moon to moon.
I'm moon to moon.
Moon to moon.
I don't like being moon to moon.
I don't either. That's no good.
No.
Anyways, the pool is 60-something. I wrote 6X because it doesn't matter anymore. Actually, it's so funny. Jackie was here this weekend helping with the anniversary, which we'll talk about in a second. I get up, I think it was the next morning. I think it was, or it might have been Saturday morning, the night of the morning of the get-together. And I see she's outside. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. She's out there, you know, just hanging out.
Frolicking.
You know, being in nature. It's sunny out, and you don't get a lot of sunshine in North America
that's right.
or North California. So she's sucking in the vitamin D, and I notice that she's got her feet in the pool. Now, that pool is 60-something now. I'm like, what are you doing? You're insane. She goes, you know what? I can't feel my feet. Well, no, of course you can't feel your feet. It's frozen in there.
Well, I think she's a little Nordic.
Is she?
Well, she got in the pool on Sunday.
Oh,
and
yes,
I don't mean just
nuts.
Like her feet. She dunked under.
Which is
like
crazy.
With her all the way under, her hair, everything. And was splashing about a little bit and then climbed on out. And then,
no
you know, we
that.
Went to the spa.
Right.
Because that's what girls do.
Right.
On Friday. I took Friday off and we went to the spa.
Right.
And we went to Qua at Caesars. And at Qua, they have these Roman baths.
Right.
And so they have the really hot pool, the medium pool, and the cold dipping pool.
Right.
She was all about the cold dipping pool.
Really?
I was in and out. But she also really likes the hot pool. But
I don't get that.
Well, it is kind of refreshing.
But
I would
not be.
Well,
so is a slap in the face.
Yeah, right.
And I don't need to be slapped in the face.
But, you know, for us it's cold, right? For us it's cold. But to her it's probably not so bad.
Well, I think that maybe she needs to stop drinking so much or something because there's no excuse for that to happen. By the way, we're on the homepage of livestream.com.
Oh, very cool.
How cool is that? What else is going on? So, we had a lovely evening this last Saturday. It was the Vegas Video Network one-year anniversary. You know how many unique viewers we had on livestream? I just checked.
On Saturday night?
Yeah.
How many?
So what's cool about livestream is it checks the number of unique viewers. Over 4,000.
Holy cow. During the course of the show?
During the course of 1 hour, Or actually, we were actually streaming a little longer than that. We were streaming for about a half hour before we got started. And my talk and the highlights was about an hour or so. We had 4,054 unique views on live stream.
Wow, cool. That's awesome.
So we had a lot of fun. We did a by the way, this is a good idea if you're having a party, I think. And that's we had a blackjack tournament. It was really fun.
It was cool. People were into it.
To the point where it was cutthroat. We had a couple. I didn't get to really play much, but I didn't play at all. We brought in two blackjack tables and professional blackjack dealers, and it was not too expensive. I think it was $275 a table, included the dealer, chips, cards.
And then $100. You tip the dealers.
Yeah, $100. So it was about, I don't know what it was. It was worth it. And we had them there from 7 to 10. And so what we did is we had a blackjack tournament. High chip count wins a Roku player. And everybody got $300 or $300 worth of chips and off and running. And boy, it was huge. And I mean, you could hear people.
It was competitive, too.
Yelling and screaming. You know, who knew these people were as competitive as they were? But it was fun. We had a good time.
It was perfect, I thought.
The winner of the funniest part. Now, Jackie's not going to think this is funny. I can see it right now. You should see the live chat. Jackie's like, true. I hate losing. Hate it. Hate.
Yeah, well.
And I got people like Newkirk's on here right now telling me, green is not 25. I made up the chick colors, and, you know, because I didn't know any better. I'm just like, okay. They were red, so I called them one. Ted's like, $1 chips? Come on. Well, I didn't know any better, so, you know, sorry. But
it's your party.
My game.
You get to do what it's your party. You can do what you want.
I can cry when I want to. A couple cool things happened. First of all, the funny thing that the person who won it was neck and neck. It was Jackie and Marie of Marie and Ira. Now, before we got started, Marie's like, "Oh, blackjack! I don't even know how to play."
I don't even know how to play.
That's just like the way she did that. And
not with a southern accent.
And so it was neck and neck. They were ready to go. Final hand. They started counting the chips, and Marie won by $40. $40. It was the last hand,
I think,
that got it. And Jackie, Jackie is a good loser. So much so that the whole next morning we got to hear about how wrong it was that she lost in blackjack. I'm like, my God, Jackie, you already have an Apple TV and a Google TV. You don't need a Roku. For love of God, if you want one here, you can have mine. Just quiet.
I like that, you know, fighter in her, you know, that competitive spirit.
I was mad. I won't have a loss again.
I will have Roku.
I will have Roku. Anyway, so we had a lot of fun. Talked a little bit about the network, and I would invite you guys to go check that out, specifically for the highlight reel that we had.
Are you going to show some?
No. We had a highlight reel, and it was pretty groovy, and the highlight reel starts at, what's the time? 21:53. So if you go to the Vegas Video Network website and you just fast forward to 21:53, you will see all the highlights from all the shows.
And you know, quite a few of them. I have to say, when you were doing that, when you started doing the highlight from our show, from, you know, the Living in Las Vegas show, and you were showing about the when we got attacked by the steer at the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Oh, my God. I still just laugh so much that I'm crying because it's so funny. Who knew you do the best impersonation of a steer?
It's a gift, really.
Can you just give me a little?
It was very robotic.
I'm just saying it's perfect. Anyways, just tune in just to watch that again, because even if that's the only thing you watch, it's hysterical.
It's classic. And
but it's great to get to see you did a best of all the hosts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool to see a little recap. There's some good, funny bits.
Yeah, it was fun. Looks like my laptop just disconnected. That sucks. So Roku, we did do a giveaway for Roku Player for the people who did a trivia contest, and the trivia contest is still going on. We haven't got the correct answer yet. It ends on Friday. And send an email to Roku@VegasVideoNetwork.com telling us how many total episodes we've done, beginning with Pub Crawl and ending 1 year after
that. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Could Jackie
Nah.
Send in a number and win a Roku that way? I'm looking out for you, Jackie.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, I kind of said that if you're in the room, you really can't play. Because a couple of people tried to pick up their, like, started, like, trying to guess. And I'm like, oh, that's not right. You can't be doing that. So, so I don't know. It's hard to say. Not sure what to do about that. No, I'd say no. Anyways, go check out the video on the Vegas Video Network and submit your contest to Roku at VegasVideoNetwork.com. You should do that.
We had a lot of fun. Note to self, next party, buy more champagne.
Right, we went to 10 bottles of champagne. Who drinks that much champagne? Oh, I know who drinks that much champagne.
And we ran out. Mm. I mean, that's what I was drinking.
Yeah, well, we still had plenty of wine.
We went through 2 bottles of champagne in 15 minutes.
We got tons and tons and tons of wine.
Are you going to bring it home? You know I turned into a big wino in the winter.
Right, that's true.
You and do. It's 83, so winters are around the corner. But, you know, I wouldn't mind. I bought some good wine.
What else is going on? I just read that the guy who runs the Tropicana quit, which is sad news because we actually thought the Tropicana might go somewhere this year.
I hadn't heard that. Where'd you hear that?
I saw it in the RJ. It says that Tom McCartney has resigned as, they actually have a typo in the Review Journal, but it says he's
that
resigned.
That almost never happens.
Resigned as president and chief operating officer.
Wow.
Of Tropicana. He was brought in. He had a pretty good background.
How long has he been there?
He was brought in. He hired him in December of 2009 to oversee the hotel's $165 million renovation.
So he's been there a couple years.
Yeah, been there a couple years. He was at Planet Hollywood for 10 months as president over there. He was executive VP at Luxor, senior VP at New York. So this guy's got some juice. But apparently he couldn't, it's
or
weird.
Actually, you know, it could just be that he's annoyed, the board or the management, that he has to deal with because he obviously has some street credibility.
Yeah.
Knows how to run a casino.
Yeah.
Has been in high level positions. My guess is he may have just said, I'm done, right? I don't want to deal with these people anymore.
Well, he may recognize there might be problems. I mean, every time we're in there, it looks good. But the Nikki Beach thing or the club Nikki's not working out. No, they just hired a new guy to do that work. And apparently he's
to do what work?
Club Nikki.
And I thought they closed it.
No, they didn't close it. They just kicked out the Nikki Beach people. But it's still running. As a matter of fact, they had a big party there.
Are they still
going to
call it Club Nikki?
I don't think so.
So Nikki Beach will be gone too?
Yeah. Nikki Beach will be gone.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know actually if Nikki Beach is going to be gone, but look at that. That's fun. But something, who knows what's going to happen there. But that's bad news. No one likes to see that.
Right.
Now, on the positive front, I got to play around at G2E last week, which was really fascinating for me.
Well, you'd been there before and walked around.
No,
right?
I've never been to G2E.
Really? I thought, you know what? In past year, you've had accessibility, but didn't go.
No, never to G2E. I've had it to
maybe CES?
Like CES and to NAB and those places, but I've never had access to G2E. And so this was a whole new thing for me. I had never been there before, but I've always been kind of curious about it, right? Because, this is the gaming capital
Vegas,
of the world,
right?
blah, blah, blah. So what was cool was I actually got a gig working, of all things, at G2E, working for, of all places, the largest gaming concern in the world, which is pretty cool. A company here called IGT, International Game Technology, hired me to do some. This was really cool. They wanted to do in-booth live video, which I've always thought was a good idea if you've got enough things going on in the booth. Now, if you've got a 10x10 booth and there's nothing going on,
right,
live video is bad news. But if you've got, these guys had like a 120 foot, it was the biggest booth on the floor. It was about a city block, felt like. And what they did was, well, first of all, I'll kind of give you some behind the scenes look here. So
you got some pics.
Yeah, fancy, big giant booth, and they put you in this little room with a bunch of other guys. There were a bunch of guys sitting around. Had some camera guys and a lighting guy, and that was my little corner there. And you see, we had two TriCasters. We had an 850, which is the same one that we use in the Las Vegas or in the Vegas Video Network studio. And then above that, we had a new 300 that we just recently bought for a new show that we're going to launch next week. So I had that as a backup. And then on the right side, what you're seeing there is actually a camera feed for a remote control camera that we had in the booth up on the trusses. So we could, either one of the camera guys or I could take this camera, which had a 360 degree deal, all HD. It had like a 20x zoom. It was unbelievable. And we could follow people
Seriously?
Around the booth. Yeah, I literally could read anybody's name badge anywhere in the booth.
Did you actually follow people around?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why would you follow them?
Something to do. It was fun. Most of the video we played was
like
pre-recorded.
Like cute girls and stuff?
Or crazy people. Most of the video we played was a roll of new games that these had. It was like an hour of a bunch of videos of new stuff. But what I was asked to do, kind of like the technical director, was to run those. And then every hour we did this thing where we did a countdown. IGT has this software, the server-based software, that it reconfigures a bunch of machines. And so we did this countdown on the big screen, and all these lights went to the server-based software, and we watched that happen live. And then I was given latitude to, if I saw something happen in the booth that I thought was interesting, I could just take it live in the middle of the video. So I was watching, you know, that little guy over there, that little screen on the left-hand side, just to see if we find anything. And, you know, we're here with the joystick, and we're, you know, zooming in.
So you would find stuff, and then you just hit a button.
And we'd take it. Huh. Like we had, there was a professional poker player in there, Janice Fuller? I forget her name. And our camera was basically right on top of him playing online poker. And she's, you know, a professional poker player. She just beat the hell out of everybody every hour. But we got to come in there, and we could zoom in and watch that going on. And
that's neat.
Dan Aykroyd was in the booth, and so we got a chance to see Dan. And you know, his they launched a Ghostbuster game, and so the Ghostbuster Mobile, the Ecto Mobile or whatever it was called, was there. And
well, I went over to the show. I got my picture taken too with the Ectoplasma.
Oh, did you?
Car, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I should ask someone to send it to me that was there with me.
It was pretty cool to see. One of the fun things we got to do is do things like this. They had, you know, that shot was done out of, you know, from the TriCaster in the back room, and that's they had a big announcement IGT did for a big gig over in Holland. Which
that looks
is
great. I like how you have breaking news there.
Thank you. I did that.
Did you just whip that up?
Yeah. Huge booth. And actually, they did something that I thought was pretty nice. They mocked up a kind of an idea from when Steve Jobs died, and so I helped create that.
Oh, he died.
Graphic.
He passed away during GTA.
Right. So we put that up there, and
that's
it was
that's
interesting.
Classy.
Yeah, a lot of people stopped to take a picture of that shot. Is there somebody there doing it? No.
That's pretty
cool. But
classy,
we saw a lot of people. And then occasionally what was fun with that is I had the camera was situated so I could see people as they were watching the big screen. Now, this screen was like 25 feet wide. It was very large. So we could I could see people
it was
watching.
It was like a Jumbotron.
Yeah, it was huge. It was the biggest screen in the whole show. And what was fun to do, now I usually did this when it was later at night. I didn't want to get in trouble, was someone would be looking at it, and then I'd zoom the camera in on them and take it so they would see themselves.
Did they freak out?
Yeah. A couple times.
Just like at a sporting event, right?
It was mostly.
Did they wave and stuff?
Sometimes, but they'd point. It was mostly, I would do it with IGT employees. You know, like at the end of the show, people were kind of hanging out before they're ready to take off, that kind of stuff.
That's fun.
So they go like this, they'd wave, and there's a slight delay. So people would be like, just waving their hands and trying to see what was going on. It was really pretty cool. They had this one game, my favorite game there. They had a couple, but my favorite game was this, what was it called? Big Buck Hunter. I think that's what it was called. Pro. And love this. This is what you need in a casino. Guns. So this game, it's a casino game, and they've got this rifle attached to it. was so much fun watching people play this. And we had some great video of people, you know, pulling the gun out and shooting deer and antelope.
It was Did you get to play it?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to play anything. I was in that room basically all the time. But hysterical watching people shooting these animals on this giant floor. It was really, really fun.
Did you put that on the screen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, one of them, I couldn't see one of the games, so we sent out we had a cameraman, a roving cameraman, and so we sent him out and took some B-roll, basically, of people doing that.
Did you get to go around and see any of the other...
I didn't see anything. I literally, call time was 7:30, I'd be there in 7:30 in that room, I'd get out there at 5:30. No break, no lunch.
Jeez, you were working hard.
Yeah, it was, but it was really fun seeing the excitement, and it was pretty cool. So that was G2E. Was busy, a lot of people there, got a lot of press. I think IGT did well there. They seemed to be happy with what was going on.
I bet it was because of your video.
I think it probably was. And then the other thing that we did this it was a couple weeks now, I guess. We went to see the Justin Timberlake Friends and Old School Gem. But before we did that, we decided to go to one of our favorite places to eat, a little place called P.F. Chang's.
And, we did. We were meeting some folks there.
Right, Dennis and Paula, and having a little dinner over there. And I don't know if you've mentioned this before on the show, but Melissa is allergic to shellfish.
We think.
Well, and that's based upon past experience. Now, this is BS before Scott.
Yeah, BS before Scott. It was really bad.
Real bad.
And I had to go to the hospital.
Choky, gaggy, throat closing. Thought you were going to die. Right. And so we're sitting there having our rum and cokes and our, you know, fatty Asian food as you should have at the P.F. Chang's. And we're enjoying each other's company and talking.
Including sweet and sour pork.
Sweet and sour pork, which I ordered. So this is my fault. And all of a sudden,
oh my
Melissa,
God, when Heather and Savannah find out about this, they're going to crack
give
up.
Give me a bunch of crap.
Yep.
Melissa kind of.
You really want my life insurance money. I was always kidding about that.
I do want it.
I better change my beneficiary now that I got to thinking about it.
No, don't worry about it. It's okay. Give yourself to me. So she's eating, and then she kind of slows down for a moment. And I look over, and she's got, you know, rather saucer-like eyes on. And she goes, "What is this?" And it was a curly-cued kind of piece of meat.
Which should have been a hint to me.
Right. So it was a little piece of curly-cued meat. And this is sweet and sour pork.
Yeah, but I didn't know if that was like the fatty piece. I didn't know. I didn't really know.
Well, come to find out, it was shrimp. And so she took a big bite, you know, like the hit, you know, about that much of shrimp. Took it. Did you swallow it?
Yeah, I ate it.
Ate that bad boy. So then we got to play... Will Melissa die before going to see Justin Timberlake?
I was very concerned because I just didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, I literally have not eaten a piece of shrimp since, you know, I don't know.
10 years at least.
Oh, more than 10 years. Maybe 14 years?
Yeah, a long time. So
it was really an extreme reaction the last time, you know.
So we're all waiting for her to stop breathing and choke and have bodily issues. And so we just kind of waited. Now, here's what I will say. P.F. Chang's, I thought, handled it amazingly well.
I agree.
Amazingly
well. I mean, a manager came over straight away.
A manager and somebody else came.
Well, you don't expect to have shrimp in your sweet and sour pork.
Right. So we were, you know, the people we were with, especially the gal we were with, have no tolerance for that kind of thing.
Well, I think she was really concerned. Yeah. And she just wanted to make sure I got taken care of.
Right.
You know?
So,
which I really... That was really sweet of her.
Yeah, we were concerned, naturally. But we just watched. We stood there. We waited for about a half hour or so. And like I said, the manager came over. Are you okay? Started taking notes. You know, what were you eating? You know, how long has it been? They comped the whole meal, which you would, you know, pretty much expect them to do. And they did. And we just kind of waited to see if Melissa would allow me to make a lot of money. But no. She was okay, thank God.
Well, we went and got Benadryl.
Right, and we were told to get Benadryl because that helps, you know, not be sick,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, allergies. It's for allergy mess.
Right, so...
Antihistamine.
We went out and bought some Benadryl, and you took some of that at the ABC store.
Yeah, I did get a little sick, very mildly sick at the concert.
Like belly sick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... I mean, really, I the last time I ate shrimp, it was, I really did think that I was going to die. It was very scary. Mm. And I was very alarmed. It really kind of jammed me up a little bit.
What do you mean jammed you up?
Yeah, it was really a little.
Oh, for how long? When did you stop being worried?
Well, into the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Good. So she's alive. Look at her. Yay! Which means that we can have shrimp.
Well, you know what it means? Is I got to go get tested and see what's going on. So that's on my agenda for the year.
Yeah, it's.
But can you have allergies and grow out of them?
I think so. You grew into them.
Well, what's interesting is I never really ate shrimp as a kid. And then for 3 or 4 years, I ate shrimp, not to excess or anything, but I would eat it. Like, I love shrimp scampi.
Right.
So I would eat shrimp, and I would have crab and things like that. But I've never tasted lobster, for instance. And anyway, So I ate it for 3 or 4 years and then had this really, really bad reaction. And so I never had it again. And I also have never really formally been tested,
right.
But I've had different episodes where I've gone to steak restaurants and had a bad reaction and all I've had was steak. And I assumed it was because they may have cooked the steak where they had cooked shrimp or right. some other shellfish. Because
whenever we go out to eat, you're always very
I try
about
to
that.
Always tell them, hey, I'm allergic, you know, don't grill my steak where shrimp was.
Shrimp guys.
But I had just a very mild reaction.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna have a shrimp of the Barbie.
I'm gonna go get tested. It's
Ted just said he's had the food allergy test. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I need to go.
So then from there we decided to go and see our buddy Justin. Now we have never talked about this.
Justin's on my list.
We've talked about talking about it, but Justin Timberlake is on Melissa's list.
I just think he is.
What list?
He's that
the list.
The he's list a hot tamale.
If hot tamale Justin were to approach Melissa, which I believe is a rule, he has to approach her.
I don't think that's part of the rule. I think I could approach him.
Okay, maybe.
The thing is, if you ever had the opportunity.
If you have the opportunity to have
intimate relations.
Carnal knowledge with Justin Timberlake, she's allowed to do so and the marriage will remain intact. Because it's such an opportunity, I, as a loving and great husband, would allow that to happen.
Right.
I, of course, don't have a list because I'm completely satisfied with my wife.
You do, too. You have a much larger list.
I believe George Clooney's on your list as well.
Yes,
George
he is.
And Brad Pitt?
No.
He's a little dirty.
I like...
A little greasy.
I like Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. So you got Brad Cooper, Justin Timberlake, and George Clooney.
Yeah, and there's one more.
One more.
Yeah.
I think three is really should be the
I thought that it number. Usually was 10.
10?
Yeah.
Nobody has 10 people on their I can have sex list. Oh my God.
No, I do.
Melissa.
I think it's 10.
It's,
I think it's
three.
10. No.
It's three. Jackie has Hugh Jackman. Nah.
No, but you know, I think I told Jackie who my other person was.
I think three.
Bradley Cooper, when we were watching.
What did you watch? What Bradley Cooper on?
I watched Thor.
Thor? There's nobody of any value.
No,
nobody,
that's what I'm saying.
Nobody on Thor gets on your list. That's all B and
Thor
C level.
Thor was pretty cute, but
B
that's
level.
Not,
it's got to be worth it.
That's not
Come
who
on.
It was, but he's pretty hot. The Thor guy's hot. I know who it was.
Oh, my God. Jackie's saying it's a list of 10 people. You're full of crap, Jackie.
See,
it's three
it
people.
Is. It's 10 people.
No, man. That's not right. That's nice. But I don't have anybody on my list because, again, I'm completely satisfied with my marriage.
That's such a bull.
Anyway, so because Justin is on the list, we decided to go see Justin. There he is, that little blurry bastard.
Well, Wayne Brady was the
there
co-host
Actually,
with
there
him.
Is.
They did a great job,
there's,
I thought.
There's Justin Timberlake.
And we like us some old school jam.
It was at the performance. I can't believe you want 10 people on your sex list.
Does this have you all
it's
jammed up?
Yes, it does. It's unbelievable.
I don't have that many on the list.
You know, when we started dating, do you want to tell everybody how many people you said you had sex with?
No.
It was a huge number. It's unbelievable.
Every time you ask me, it's
gonna
keep going
to
keep going
up. I know. Well, 1,000, some crazy number. It makes me cry every time I talk about it. Now you want 10 people on your list. Un-effing believable.
Well, I just want you to know that in my head, I was assuming I could have 10, but I don't have 10.
You can't have 10.
I can have
Three.
10. But I know for sure there's
three for
four.
You,
there's
none
four,
for me.
But I can't think of who the last one is. That's not true. You do have them.
Can you think of anybody on my list? No.
Jennifer Aniston.
One person on my list.
If I can think of one, there's more.
One person. I think she's crazy as a frickin' loon. But
I'd have to.
She's off my list. She used to be on my list. She's a hot little monkey. She's gotten a little crazy.
But, no, there's others.
But Jennifer.
Every once in a while you'll be like, she's on my list.
Yeah. That Kunis girl is kind of cute.
Keebler?
Keebler. No, Kunis. She was in a...
Oh, yeah. Mila.
Mila. Yeah, she's a hot little monkey. Easy.
At least but mine are of age.
She's of age? Yeah, Mila Kunis.
Barely. Yeah,
come on. I would give her a little bit of...
Mine are adults, at least.
So are mine.
Barely.
Jennifer Aniston?
One.
She's 40-something.
One.
Right.
All the rest are little
Mina
girls.
Kunis is probably late 20s. There's a lot of guys my age hanging out with 20-year-olds. It happens.
Oh, yeah, and they're classy.
All the time.
Hey,
it is classy. Anyways.
You know who I forgot to mention? You know who I saw at G2E?
Who?
Steve Wynn.
Oh, really? Did he look blind?
Yep.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Did I not tell you the story?
You did.
He was kind of being escorted around, but anyways, sidebar.
Steve Barr. Is he on your list?
No.
Good. Thank God. He wouldn't know it. you could say, that was me, Steve. Now give me $2 million. I got a little network I want you to invest in. You've just had sex with me.
All right. Shall we continue?
Let's.
Old school jams. Who is your favorite?
Mina is 28, by the way. Close to 30, which means she's
wow.
Right there. All right.
So anyway, almost the same age as your daughters. Good job.
Yeah, they're older than my daughters. And that
Barely.
Was uncalled for, wasn't it? Anyway, so we hung out with he who is on the list. He will remain nameless. Meanwhile, I have a classy and very short list. This was at the Performing Arts place over at Hollywood, our Planet Hollywood, which we've been to that place many times before, as in once or twice, maybe. We saw Dennis,
maybe
comedy
to
guy.
Miss America.
And, oh, we saw Rod. That was
bad.
Terrible. God, it was horrible.
Hey, so
Dennis,
who was your favorite
Dennis
act?
Who? Well, I'm going to go over it. So, it was pretty cool. It was kind of an old school jam. They actually called it an old school jam, and it was really happening.
I really liked it.
So, a couple. And that's a pretty good venue. We were up in the top, and on
I like Charlie
seats.
Wilson.
See, I didn't like that guy. Was that guy the guy who kept saying "Say my name," saying Charlie Wilson? That guy?
Yeah, but
he annoyed the crap out of me.
He drops a bomb on me,
no.
Baby.
Yeah, but he
was in the Gap Band.
Yeah, but he kept saying
he annoyed
you.
But
he's like doing. Check out my Facebook page.
Okay, but his show.
He did have a good suit. It was all lit up and
his show performance was excellent.
It was pretty good. So who do we
saw? High energy.
But I'll tell you who. One of my favorite bands to watch.
We missed the Commodores.
Right.
It lasted a long time.
It
went from
8.
We left after midnight, and it was still going.
Yeah. So we missed Commodores. We missed Vanilla Ice.
I have to say, I really would have liked to have seen Vanilla Ice and the Commodores. Wouldn't you?
I would like to have seen. Yeah, I'd like to have seen them both.
Did you see anything about how they were? And did Justin play?
I don't think he did.
Aw.
But
that's too bad.
I've always really. So who was there? So Color Me Bad. I don't know. Sister Sledge. We are family.
They were good.
And some family people came out. That was fun. Now, name the band that started rap. It is this band that put rap on the map.
Can I say?
Happened in 1979, 1980. Put rap on the map. And that's right, Ted Newkirk. Sugar Hill Gang.
That's
right. I said a hip. Hop, a hibba to the hibba to hip hip, a rockin' you don't stop, a rockin' to the bang bang, boogie sit up, jump
and that
the boogie to the rhythm.
Mom had just passed away a couple days.
You just interrupted me. Now, is anybody going to complain that you just interrupted me? Everybody complains that I interrupt you.
You're just rapping.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rocking to the beat.
Are you just wanting to have
me? The
you
groove,
just want
to
be
and
rapping?
All my friend, try to move your feet. You ever gone over to a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? Anyways, they were there and they played. Rapper's Delight. It was huge. I loved it.
It was great.
But who was one of my favorite bands to watch of all time is Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the reason why, first of all, they've been around forever. And
they're big.
They're a big band, but the bass player, and I don't know the name of the bass player, but he's been there since the beginning. And he is the happiest musician I have ever seen on stage. Real tall, thin black guy, you know, wearing the jumpsuit that they've been wearing since the 70s. He's got the kind of a high forehead, long dread black hair.
Didn't he have fringe on his pants.
And he's dancing. He doesn't
and sing, smiling.
But he's dancing. He's just popping and dancing. And he is so much fun to watch. You know, it's like I would like to have his joy in everything that I do. Now, he may be miserable, but if he is, he's faking it.
Yeah, you sure can tell.
It is awesome. So,
and that's another great band.
It was great fun. So it was really fun. How did we get there? It was free from the house seats, courtesy of Ira and our Roku renter, Marie. So it was a lot of fun.
It was. But we had to leave. We were exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, after a while, we're like, okay.
4 hours.
Brick House,
over
baby.
4 hours.
Brick House.
I bet it went for five hours easily, don't you think?
Yeah, it went on forever. But it was fun. And Justin came out, and Wayne Brady came out, and Wayne did a bunch of comedy stuff.
He did a good little skit.
He did a bunch of, you know, improv songs, and it was very funny. And that Justin, I get why he's on your list. He's a talented little
SOB.
He's a cutie patootie. Anyway, so that was pretty cool. And when he comes back next year, I will see him again if I can go for free. Other things in the news, I won't pay for it.
Well, next year it won't be Old School Jams. It'll be something else.
He's had great acts. Is it changed? He's had all kinds of.
Rihanna, Alicia Keys.
Aguilera was there.
She's on your list.
She is. She used to be on my list. She's not anymore.
Why?
She got crazy. She got a little.
You like crazy a little.
Yeah, she's not fun crazy. You know, I think Mila Kunis is probably fun crazy. You know, swinging from the ceiling crazy. Christina Aguilera is just crazy, like squirrely eyes crazy. That's what I think. Other news here in Las Vegas, sad news kind of. Nevada gaming was down 6.1% in August.
August is always slow because of the heat.
Well, here's why.
Why?
So in Nevada, we're down 6.1%. That's Nevada. Strip was down 9% in August, year over year. So why is that? Here's the answer. Baccarat. Baccarat was down 59%.
Why?
Well, I guess the folks over in China aren't playing. So it drug down.
That's the big game.
Super
right?
high dollar. What it is, it's high value. So very, right. very, very big spends in Baccarat. I don't even know how to play that game. Do you know how to play Baccarat? That's what we should have had as a Baccarat tournament instead of a blackjack tournament. It would be like,
but nobody knows.
I quit. So Baccarat was down 59% here on the strip. If you were to take Baccarat out, whoop, Baccarat. Okay, I think I'm saying it wrong. Baccarat. Being corrected in the live chat. They love me.
Trying to educate you.
If you take Baccarat out of that number, instead of being down 9%, we're actually up 4.7%.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, the strip's been nuts.
So it has been nuts. It's been a huge up, we would think. But we never really know. It's busy. It seems like the last 9 or so months, it's been busy down
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean that they're spending any money. It just means that there are people down there. So there's no way of really knowing if they're making money or if they're just a bunch of people getting, you know, $35 rooms and they're, you know, eating.
It'd be interesting to see the vacancy rates and the room rates.
Somebody was talking about vacancy rates as being, you know, good, upper 90%. I bet you Ted knows. Maybe we'll ask him that when we bring him on the air. So that's it. We hope that they get better at the Baccarat thing, and we hope that those Chinese folks come by and spend more money, because they should, because it's the right thing to do. And with that, why don't we do a little bit of this? Thank you very much.
Boy or girl.
It's a follow-up by Curtis. So it's a guy. Again, this is the email part of the show. If a man or male species sends the email, I'll read it. If it's a female, then Melissa reads it. This is a follow-up from Curtis, from whom we heard from last week. Scott, he says, because it's to me.
Okay.
Thanks for reading my email and covering it on the show. That was great!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, I'm on the air! I can't believe I forgot to tell you my wife's name! Clearly, what was happening right now is... It's actually, she's listening to the show with me.
Oh, no.
Now, and she like whacked me when you said she would remain nameless.
Oh, no. That's like winning the Oscar and not thanking your wife.
Yes. Being read on our show is very much like winning the Oscar.
So does he want us to introduce her?
Especially since her name is Melissa.
Ah! That's awesome.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. No kidding. Thanks for the info.
How could you forget that name?
I know. Thanks for the info on religion in schools. It's good to know that we're not like the Bible Belt here in Las Vegas versus where they are now. Thanks for the tips on the schools. We have been researching schools in the area using greatschools.net.
Oh.
So if you're looking for a school, I guess greatschools.net is the place to go,
that's
which has a lot of good information.
It's good to know.
We're driving out there next week, which would be probably this week now.
Wow.
We're driving out there next weekend for Melissa to start her new job.
Congrats, Melissa. Driving out from where? Where are they from again?
They are not telling me where
they're
from.
Bible Belt. Georgia?
From Atlanta.
Oh, there you go.
Myself and our two...
That'd be a fun drive, don't you think?
It's a long drive. Myself and our two daughters will be moving out there later around Christmas time. We are very excited about getting out there. Keep up the great work. So there you go. That's it. That's the power
of
our show.
They could download our old episodes if they haven't listened to them. And
listen to them all the way across the...
We'll just be with you on your road trip.
By the time they get here, they'll be like, our best friend, Scott and Melissa. they said, and then they'll become stalkers.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to put out a restraining order on them.
Change our names.
Move to, Pahrump. Living in Pahrump podcast.
We're not moving to Pahrump.
Living in Pahrump podcast is up.
We changed our names before we moved to Pahrump.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the new Living in Pahrump podcast. That'll be the new show. It'll be one
living
episode.
Living as Dateline.
One episode. And the whole episode will basically being, we live in Pahrump and now we got to get the hell out. Because I can't go to the whorehouse. Melissa won't let me. None of those people are on my list.
No.
What is the criteria for the list? Can you just meet somebody and say, hey, I just met that person. I want them on my list.
Oh, no.
You have to have them on the list ahead of time.
And need to be famous.
How famous?
B-list and above.
Ah, interesting. So nobody here locally could be on the list. There is nobody here, and no Las Vegas celebrity could be on the list.
Well...
This
I guess
is a
it
very
depends
interesting
on,
question.
I think it depends on how you would rate, you know, Marie Osmond. Maybe she's your B-list.
She could be. Now, see, she's famous. You know what? I'm 2 degrees separated from Marie Osmond.
That's what I'm saying, though. So maybe she's B-list to you, and then you could put her on the list.
So
Holly Madison.
She doesn't do a thing for me.
I'm just listing right. Some celebrities that live here.
All right. So we're going to take...
What?
Somebody said a local celebrity who's pretty well known here. She plays in a band, ZB.
Oh.
And Ted says, too much trouble. I think you might be right.
And crossing the line.
And crossing the line of taste and class. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And then we're going to hear from he who calls himself Ted. Bom, 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 bom. In a little segment we call Ted's Tourist Tips and Insider's Inside. But first, this commercial timeout.
Guess who's coming to AM 1400 KSHP? It's all the great shows from the Vegas Video Network. Join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. to get the best insider news and expert views about entertainment and comedy, cocktails and fine dining, living in Las Vegas, the real estate market, golf, and sports betting. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com and KSHP.com for more information and join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Vegas Video Network Friday Night Features.
And we're back. Hello, everybody. And there's a good chance we might have He Who Is Ted.
Hello, Scott and Melissa. How are you?
Hey. Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, on the air right now, you know him, you love him, he may be on your list, Ted.
He's like a local
Newkirk.
Celebrity.
Yes, he is a local celebrity.
You know, I kind of wonder if we shouldn't put Ted's picture up there with us.
We should. Ted, could you send us a picture?
Not until we do my fit or faddle the next couple of months. How's that?
Fair enough. Anyways, Ted is the managing guru over at Access. What's your title, Ted? Founder?
Yeah, I'm the founder, but basically I go by CEO and managing editor because I'm still the guy that when all the information comes in, I sort through it all, go through it, you know, figure out what people want to hear about, and we go from there.
There you go. So that's accessvegas.com. Again, accessvegas.com. Go check it out. All right, Ted, baby, let's hear your tourist tip. Yes, what?
Hey, before I get into stuff, I want to say thanks for the invite to the anniversary party. It was awesome. It was fun. Love to see how the network's growing, and happy anniversary on the company.
Thank you. And,
that's so nice.
And by the way, on behalf of all the other players there, thanks for going out early in the Black.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. briefly, I used to play some tournament blackjack back in the day, and I'm only going to blame the fact I got down early, had to make a couple of aggressive moves, and because Scott colored the chips the wrong way, I didn't know how much money I had.
Oh my God! There was a sign above all the tables that said what color was. So please, it's a poor man who blames his tourist.
I know, because I took one of those signs home.
Did you really?
Yes. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Did you know that?
No, he's probably going to scan it in and give me crap about it on his next newsletter. By the way, his colors are not correct.
I'm going to bring it back to show you how wrong you were with all the chip colors.
That's nice.
Let's get into what's going on. The new Margaritaville Casino just opened. It's definitely worth checking out.
Oh.
Even if you don't like Jimmy Buffett, it's cool, it's intimate, it's completely different from most of the other casinos in the area. One of the interesting things about it has this really nice elevated center bar with no video poker at it, which is almost a first for a main casino bar.
Yeah.
I just want to know, who could not like Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, I mean, I love Jimmy Buffett. I hate either through download or purchase, I have all of his albums from way back. But here's my deal. Even if you just want to kick back and you want to change a pace, the whole kind of beachy nautical theme just gives it a really cool vibe. And like I say, the way they set it up, it's airy feeling, but it's intimate, so it's just a really comfortable place to be.
Was it busy?
Yes, absolutely. Was there on a Monday night, the Monday after they opened at 6 p.m., which is like kind of a dead time for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the tables were pretty full. The bar was jammed. Of course, Monday Night Football was on, but people were just sitting around and having a good time at the bar. But yeah, as far as the gaming in it goes, let's just say Jimmy Buffett, he has four or five airplanes. He's going to be able to put jet fuel in all of those for a long time to come.
That's really cool, though.
How large is it?
It's ironically not very large. It fits in the space between the normal Flamingo casino and the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville, the restaurant and the gift shop. So what used to be that walkway there and then what used to be the steakhouse, they just knocked all that out and they filled it up with this new casino.
Very cool.
We'll have to go check that out.
Did you check pricing?
Yeah, you mean as far as drinks? Table games, what?
Drinks.
Wasn't drinking that afternoon yet. Wasn't pulling the old Zoe Boy Chris Phillips there. But speaking of drinking, here's what they got going on. In fact, they just started this today. They are right now working on, got to get this straight, breaking the record for the largest margarita in the world.
Oh, yes.
8,500 gallons. It's going to take them from now until the 14th to get this thing done. I got too many numbers to read.
That's about
hundreds of gallons are going into this thing, and it's going to be 30 feet tall when it's done.
So, in other words, they're going to bring it over to the Vegas Video Network, and we'll blow through that in about a week.
Yeah.
Just bring it over to the Whitney
Saturday
pool.
We could have done two of them.
Yeah, we'll blow through that in a week.
Do they just have, like, bartenders just making margaritas all day and dumping them in there?
Well, no. They're actually taking gallons and gallons of tequila and triple sec. And I got the list in front of me. 708 gallons of triple sec, 2,100 gallons of Margaritaville gold tequila, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the bottom line, though. It's going to end up making over 181,000 margaritas, and from the 15th through the 23rd, or as long as this thing lasts, you can go buy a margarita from this margarita.
Oh, I was hoping they're going to give them away.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they did, although the cost on that thing, they probably got to recoup. Here's what it's in conjunction with. The 15th and the 22nd, Jimmy Buffett, I'll back up. Jimmy Buffett plays here every October. He plays two Saturdays in a row.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's playing the 15th and he's playing the 22nd. The 15th is going to be the official opening of the Margaritaville Casino. And that whole area between Margaritaville and O'Shea's, yeah, I had to get my bearings there, is going to be turned into a big street party starting at 11 o'clock both days.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's cool.
That's great. That's very cool.
Yeah. I've been to the various street parties they've had there for Cinco de Mayo and a lot of other events, and they're really worth going. There's no admission to get in. They have live music all day long. So whether you're a Jimmy Buffett fan or whether you're going to be in town or you live here, you know, you're just looking for a good, good October afternoon party, definitely worth checking out.
Awesome. What else you got, brother?
Here's what we got. We're going to go quickly through some drink specials because here's the deal. People are always saying, the strip has gotten so expensive and everything's gotten so expensive.
Yep.
So I'm going to tread a little bit on Pub Crawl's territory, with all due respect to them. Wednesday night, great show. I just called to confirm this. PBR Rock Bar, which sits right on the strip, they're in the Planet Hollywood, does every single day from 3 to 7 p.m. and then midnight to 4 a.m., which is, midnight on, they do $20 bottomless draft beer.
Wow.
And here's the cool thing about that. Where most people live, you think, well, for $20, I could buy, four or five bottles of beer at my local bar. But remember, this is a bar that's right on the strip with strip pricing. So you go in there and, you sit yourself down maybe for some early Monday night football or some late night action. It's easy to drink $20 worth of beer. So $20 is all you can drink.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we forget, do you have any insight on the vacancy rate of hotels? Jackie just asked.
Yeah, I made a note of it. Let's get to it when I get through at the liquor here so I don't lose a train of thought.
Good.
Remember, you're the pro. I'm new to this.
Yeah, you sound very good right now.
The other thing, the other all-you-can-drink special, 5 to 9 in the middle bar at Stratosphere. $20, same kind of thing, $19.99. It'll get you bottomless margaritas, martinis, or draft beer.
That is a good deal.
And we've been there. We've been there before, by the way.
Yeah. I think you have brought it up before. Just wanted to remind the people.
The nice thing
about that four-hour span is, you go have a couple martinis, then go get something to eat, then go see the tower, then, come down and keep drinking.
Right.
That's my Ted.
He's got a whole day planned for
attaboy,
you.
Attaboy, brother.
That's how you plan the Vegas Strip day. As far as cheap stuff, I can't emphasize this enough. Right in the center of the strip is O'Shea's. Yep. They have dollar frozen margaritas, dollar Michelob lagers. And their well drinks are dirt cheap, and they do a heavy pour. I was in there, a week ago, and I got the dollar Michelob, and I got a shot of VO. It's Canadian blended whiskey. For a total of $4 for an oversized shot of a mid-level whiskey and a beer.
Nice.
That's a good deal.
Nice.
I mean, right there on the strip.
There you go,
And then
baby.
A couple final ones downtown also have some good deals. 5 to 7 p.m. at the El Cortez every day is 2-for-1 martinis. Any kind of martini, only martinis.
There you go.
The Fremont Casino downtown, besides having some great normal liquor prices, has 24/7 $2 Corona and Heineken bottles.
Wow.
And, you can hardly buy the six-pack at the store for that when you think about it.
Right.
Yeah, that's cheap.
And then the Las Vegas Club has ongoing 24/7 a day. Now, it's Coors Light, and I'm not a big fan of light beer, but they have Coors Light and a hot dog 24/7 for $2. And once again, you can't even get that at 7-Eleven.
Where's Vegas
Club? That's like at Costco.
Where is that?
The Vegas Club is, exactly, Melissa. The Las Vegas Club is right across from the Plaza and Golden Gate. They're all just right there on the same corner.
Okay. Oh, right.
Wow.
Right.
That is dirt cheap,
let's hit
too,
but before I get into my insider insight, both the ADRs, that's your average daily room rate, and your occupancy are climbing. In fact, the average room rate right now, it's still not where it was at the boom, but it's around $110 a night.
Is that both strip and downtown, or is that just strip?
No, that includes everything.
Okay.
So,
no,
but you got to remember, you've got some, you've got the oh, Wynn and Bellagio's keeping right. their rates up. But see, you know, you have things that average out. You got the $30 or $40 or less rooms downtown, but you've got people paying good money for some good rooms on the Strip. And the surprising thing about the occupancy now, it's not what it was during the boom. It's still in the 80%, 87 or something like that. But when you consider that we've added in the past, whatever, year and a half, City Center, Cosmo, Tropicana, right. Redone and reopened, the Plaza was shut down for a while. When you consider all the new stuff that's come online and all the glut of rooms we have, the fact that that rate is rising is real. The occupancy rate is really something.
Hey, is there anything to the rumor that when it was really bad here, that for a casino to be able to say that their occupancy rate was high, that they would shut down entire floors and simply not count it?
There wasn't, man. You got to forgive me because offhand I'm not remembering. It wasn't a widespread practice, but a few properties did, and Binion's shut down their whole casino. And by the way, Binion's is right now seeking investors to come in and redo it so they can reopen it. No word on that yet, but as another kind of sign that things are definitely improving, as and this news came out not too long ago, so some of you know it, Harrah's is finishing and reopening that big empty hotel tower they built, their Octopus Tower. They finished the shell of the thing, what, 2-3 years ago, maybe more. You know, the glut hit, the financial crisis. So it was a shell, and they never finished the inside. And they're finishing that up, and the rooms are debuting after the first of the year.
Wow.
And these rooms are going, depending on, you know, weekend, weekday, well over $200 a night, upwards of $450 on certain nights.
Okay.
Wow. And that's over at Caesars, right?
Yeah, that's the latest tower. It's the one back along Flamingo closest to the freeway.
Right. And to wrap up, your insider's insight, my brother.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna make this one quick. But one of the things we're talking about is the average age of the visitors we've discussed is 49 years old, and yet one of the biggest complaints we get, because my reading audience is like 35 years and up. I mean, it really hovers around that average. Is that it seems like Las Vegas has been completely going to the kids, you know, and there's DJs everywhere,
right,
and all that. One hotel that people don't think about, and by the way, I don't have anything to do with them, it's certainly not a paid ad. One hotel that's really bucked at is the Riviera, and I know some people think the Riviera is kind of old and stodgy, but the reality is, just 3 years ago, the Riviera redid all their rooms. We're getting some really nice, our readers are saying some really nice things about it. They've reopened and or upgraded all their restaurants, their pool area. They made a point not to have a, you know, DJ doing the thumpy scratch stuff all day.
Thumpy scratch. Nice.
Even just for fun, they opened up the only bingo on the Strip for those that are into bingo, and obviously they're not targeting 23-year-olds with that. So one of the things that's happening is there are people who have been loyal to, like, Wynn and Encore for a while who are getting so tired of the Jersey Shore thing that their nightclub brought in that they're looking for other places to go. Now, I'm not suggesting a Wynn visitor go to the Riviera. It's still a mid-level property. But if you're a mid-level a player and stayer, and you're frustrated that your property has kind of started to become overrun with the whole DJ thing and with the whole trying to appeal to the 25-year-old thing, the Riviera is working super hard. They've refurbished everything. It's an adult property. They've made a really nice for the mid-level person, and it's well worth checking out.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for the impressively educated Ted Newkirk, everybody. Thank
good
you, Ted.
Good job.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right,
take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Great info. Thanks, Ted.
There he
That's
is, Ted
cool.
Newkirk. Yeah, he's a font.
He knows stuff.
He's a font of wealth.
He is.
That was awesome. All right, and that was, and that wraps up.
I kind of go check out Riviera.
I kind of do. It's right next to our studio, so I should just. I mean, literally,
yeah,
I can walk across
there.
The street and I can get to the Riviera.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's
go
funny because I've avoided it because it's considered.
Well,
I've always thought of it as kind
yeah.
of an older, rundown
yeah.
property. I'm gonna have to go in there and
go check it out.
Buy a steak,
you and Jacob should walk over. For
maybe
lunch.
Get a shrimp, and then give you a big kiss and see if you're still.
I think
healthy.
You should take Jacob over there for.
See
lunch.
If I can find JT or somebody on your list and. Kill him. Oh, hey, Justin. Oh, that's a shame.
Baby.
I'm sorry
I
that
only
you
have eyes
live.
For you.
Yeah,
you
right.
know that.
And Justin and Clooney and all those freaks.
Don't be a hater.
Anyways, oh, he's not on the air anymore. Get off that. All right. That's it, everybody. Oh, that's so nice, but a little bit loud. Try it again.
Okay.
That's better. I mean, I like the song and all, but come on, for the love of God. That's it. That's it. The big show, everybody. Thanks again for playing along. Again, if you guys want to reach out to us like Curtis did today, you can certainly do so on Air Q.
Curtis and Melissa.
Yeah, Curtis and Melissa. On Air Q at livinginlv.com. Again, on Air Q at livinginlv.com. Or you can check out our toll-free number at 866-964-599. Thanks again to Ted Newkirk at Access Vegas for providing his inside insights and his tourist tips. And with that, don't forget to send your photos into our friends page. And I think that's about it. I think we've done all the damage we can do. Thanks for those on the live stream who kind of stuck with us through the internet access problem. And thank you, Cox Communication, for sucking in the middle of our show. Other than that, yeah, I guess we're not going to get a sponsorship with those guys. Anyways, that's it. We'll see
probably
you guys.
Not.
We'll see you guys later. Take care, everybody. Bye bye.
Credits are happening. Yeah, she's pretty hot. We're still working on him. Vegas Video Network. I like it. Back.